Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
It's Chicago's afternoon news here on 720 WGN. You know, today we're celebrating Evanston as part of our monthly Your Hometown series. Easily accessible by rail to the city. Evanston, as they say, is where Chicago meets the North Shore. It's also home to our Northwestern Wildcats. It could be your hometown we talk about next. Just go to WGNradio.com/yourhometown and make a suggestion. The Your Hometown featuring Evanston is sponsored by Downtown Evanston, Grainberry, McDonald's, and At Property. And, you know, if you want to get to know a town, I think one of the ways to do it is to hang out at the farmer's market. Myra Gorman is the senior program manager for Evanston, and she oversees that. She joins us now. Myra, welcome.
Thank you.
So what's in season at the farmer's market these days?
Well, since we just jumped into fall, we have all of our root vegetables. We have watermelons. We're ending right around peach season. Plenty of tomatoes. The end of corn is coming, which is a shame, but yeah. When corn leaves, we get apples.
Well, that's nice. We've been picking Brussels sprouts in our garden. I would imagine you'd see those at the farmer's market, too?
Yeah, plenty of Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, carrots, you know, those kinds of items.
So it's a nice place to find food and to support small farmers, but it's also a nice way to sort of connect with your neighbors, right, and your community. Tell me a little bit about the farmer's market.
Farmers Market is 36 years old this year, and we've really tried to make it a Saturday morning destination. So you'll see your neighbors, you'll see friends, you'll see people from other communities. We have music playing, we have community tables, so you can come to the market, grab breakfast or lunch or brunch, sit down at the tables, talk to other people, and then, you know, do your shopping. We also have a kids program, so that really attracts a lot of the families.
Myra Gorman is the senior program manager for the city of Evanston. It's coming up on October. How late do you run into the season?
Our last day is the first Saturday of November.
I see. And how has it been adapting to all of the COVID protocols and things like that? I would imagine people are sort of crying out for things to do with each other, and the farmers market's probably a good fit for that.
Yeah, so last year when we got hit with COVID, we were the first market to open on time. And what I did is I researched a bunch of other year-round markets to see what they had implemented, like in California. So we implemented a lot of those protocols, you know, a no-touch market. Everybody had to wear masks, you know, the whole thing.
Sure.
This year, because we're an essential service, you know, we can open, and so this year we could also add food, you know, ready-to-eat food at the market, and we brought back all of our music and our kids' club. So this year it's got to be more like our old market, although we've gotten much bigger in social distancing. So we had to close down a street so that we could allow for more space in between all of our vendors.
Myra Gorman is with us talking about the Evanston Farmers Market as we take a focus on Evanston with the Your Hometown series today. We haven't really placed it, right? Myra, where is the Farmers Market?
So the Farmers Market is at the intersection of University and Oak. So we're right behind the Hilton Gardens Hotel and right behind the Maple Avenue Garage.
Oh, and you can just park in the garage there and go to the farmer's market.
Right. So you park in the garage, bring down your ticket, and parking is free.
Fantastic. And how about people who use a link card? Can you accommodate them there?
Yeah. So this year we've had link the whole season. We qualified to get a USDA grant at the beginning of the season, and then we have a not-for-profit group, which is the Friends of the Evanston Farmers Market, that also raises money and applies for grants. So far this year, we are headed to probably get to over $50,000 worth of link purchases that our customers have made.
That's fantastic. So it's good, healthy food and being made available to everyone. And I don't know, would you say that your farmer's market is the best one north of the city of Chicago? Go ahead, brag a little bit.
Well, so we did win best of the suburban farmers market. And we also won the best market in the state of Illinois. Clean Eating Magazine rated the top market in every state. So we were one of the 50 states as for our market for the state of Illinois.
Well, that is fantastic. Myra Gorman, the Senior Program Manager for the City of Evanston, thanks for sharing your stories with us today.
Well, thank you, and come down to the market.
All right, we'll see you on Saturday. This is part of the Your Hometown series. We're featuring Evanston today. It's sponsored by Downtown Evanston, Grainberry, McDonald's, and At Properties. Want us to focus on your town next? We'll go to WGNradio.com/yourhometown, and you can nominate your village. All right, let's get a look at the weather and traffic.